It's 8:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. Former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters was involved in an altercation with another inmate over the weekend at a state prison in Pueblo. A surveillance video shows Peters grabbing the other inmate by her neck and pushing her. But Peter Titkin, Tina Peters' attorney, has a different perspective.
The tape's not very good. First of all, the resolution is terrible. And the second thing is that there's time gaps that are built in.
According to Titkin, the other inmate attacked Peters unprovoked, and Peters was defending herself. He said Peters was told she could be charged with a felony assault as a result of the incident. No new charge was listed in online court records Tuesday night. Teachers in Colorado say they're tired, underpaid, and they're leaving the classroom in record numbers. That's the assessment in the 2026 State of Education report from the Colorado Education Association. It's based on a survey completed by teachers. Kevin Vick is president of the CEA. He says while salaries have increased, they're still well below what they consider a living wage here.
Any gains that we might have seen in salary for educators has been quickly eaten up by increases in healthcare costs.
The report highlights how the pressures are stacking up all at once: political pressure, big class sizes, mental health needs, and the amount of administrative work teachers are juggling. Colorado residents who need a driver's license, permit, or ID card have two special Saturday options in the works to get it done. The State Division of Motor Vehicles announced two, quote, Super Saturday sprint weekends to reduce backlogs of people seeking licenses and IDs. There is a catch. Residents must first book an appointment through the DMV's online system at dmv.colorado.gov. The two Saturdays with available appointments are January 31st and February 7th at DMV offices in Aurora and Westgate in Lakewood. You're listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado.